This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We roll into the second hour. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. A little update for tonight's game. You have the Celtics and the Heat. Game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. We have full coverage on ESPN Radio beginning at 8 o'clock Eastern and 8:30 p.m. Eastern, of course, the tip-off on ESPN TV. Remember I mentioned Bart, Al Horford, and he's in the health and safety protocols, right?
Yep.
He was just upgraded to questionable.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He was upgraded to doubtful yesterday.
Told you, man. Listen.
So
if Nick Saban,
there is a possibility that if he tests out at some point before the game, he could play. And they already believe that it's already been said. We talked to Chris Forsberg earlier. Marcus Smart's going to give it a go tonight. They gave him that game off, a game one, to help him. And so you get these two guys back. Now, they will lose Derek White for tonight because
don't need him. Yeah, you can go.
No, you do. No, he's been good.
No, forget that.
But they're allowing him to leave to be with his.
No, Derek, he's selfish. Unless this is some type of emergency.
Birth of their first child.
Listen, I need specifics. Because if it's not something wrong with the baby or something like that. Because this is the thing. This is the thing. It's selfish. Because yesterday was an off day, correct?
Yes.
He could have flew up there. They could have induced that.
Wow.
Bro, just stop it. If the baby's coming naturally today, like, you can induce the baby. Like, stop it. It's not even that big of a deal. My wife's like, oh, you're not in the playoffs? I'm tired of carrying this heavy-ass baby around. I'm getting induced tomorrow. And that's exactly how quickly it works.
How about I say this? Bart, if you were a player and you were leaving my team in the middle of a playoff series, I'd say, what are you doing planning to have a kid this time of year?
No, this ain't the regular season. Like, it happens when it happens.
You didn't think we'd be in the playoffs?
Life happens when it happens, bro.
You didn't think we'd be in the playoffs?
Bro, you didn't think you can get her induced in an off day? That's easy peasy.
I just don't think.
Or guess what?
When
after
did you
the
get
game's
your
doctorate over,
what is it? What would it be?
Babyology?
Babyology?
Yeah. I got it in babyology when I had three of them. I witnessed how life happens. Now, just imagine he's going to go all the way back there, and if it's a natural birth.
A brain cramp on what exactly
bro,
it's called.
Bro, if it's a natural birth, mm-hmm. You're going to get their water break. If the water ain't broke yet, bro, it could take forever.
If the water ain't broke, don't break it. Are you really going
to
go there?
Bro, no, forever. Like, any man that's ever had to sit and hit, this is his first child. Ever had to sit there, like, the water break, and 14 hours later, a baby comes.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't just happen like that, right? So if that's the case, 14 hours from now, his ass will be back in Boston anyway. What are we talking about? Unless his health issues.
You wouldn't want some family time?
Unless his health issues.
You wouldn't want some family time?
Bro.
You know, baby's born. You want to spend a minute?
A minute doing what? Is this Meet the Fockers? He got one of those little traptions where he can breastfeed?
People smile.
This ain't Meet the Fockers. It ain't really much for him to do. Little kangarooing. Okay. And really, because of COVID, how long are they even going to let him be in there? In COVID, like, you can't even be in there really right now. Baby be home in 2 days.
Wow. Are you really calling out Derek White for this? I can't believe it.
It's selfish.
I give the Celtics credit for that.
Wife's selfish, too. His girlfriend's selfish, too.
Wow. Okay.
Just like when Adrian came out of the coma, she's like, come here. There's only one thing I want you to do.
Yeah.
What do you want, baby?
Adrian, come here. When? He's going to go for a triple quadruple double.
What did Mickey say, too? He's sitting
what are we waiting for?
And what are we waiting for?
Like, listen.
Maybe that's what happens. How about this?
Bro,
here's your story. Derek White,
cheek.
He's right there next to her. They give birth. The baby's good. Everything's fine.
No.
He's sitting there. He's like, I want to stay with you, though. I want to spend time with you.
He's
and it's
like
game. Now they're back in Boston for game three.
You're gonna watch
and she's
her
like, there's only
the
one thing I want you to do. What's that? When
you gonna watch her holding the baby?
And Ime Udoka. What are we waiting for?
You gonna watch her walking the baby?
And he shows up and he has a huge game. There's your story.
Please, any women out there?
No.
Please call in. I need to understand. No. I need them to call in. I need to understand because my wife was induced, and you can get induced. So I want to know, like, would you want your man to come back Or would you just get induced on the off day, which was yesterday?
His first child. It's his first kid. You don't want to be there?
Well, I had a basketball game.
He could be there. That's the whole thing. He could have been there yesterday on the off day, and he could have missed shoot around and could have came for game day.
It's very painful.
It's the reality of it, man.
Well,
with today's science, you don't have to. You can pick the time your baby coming. It's called induce, and it's not a new thing.
I welcome anyone to call and talk to Bart about this.
Because I'm serious, man.
I feel like
this is
selfish,
such a, man.
Like, this is unnecessary.
This is a one-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yes, it is. It's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
To try and win a championship.
Having your first child is
literally a
once-in-a-lifetime thing.
It ain't the last and only time thing. Long as he got good swimmers.
For that child, it is.
Man,
for that
on,
child,
man.
It all literally right. is the all once-in-a-lifetime
right,
thing.
All right. It's not that exciting. Stop it.
No?
It's great. I got three of them, but come on, son. Stop it.
Wow.
It's the truth. Stop it. Quit acting like a good cop, bad
cop. Let me
cop.
Ask you this then. Let's just stay in this series. So he won't be available tonight, but you'll get Marcus Smart back, right? You got Al Horford, who's now all of a sudden questionable, which could move things closer.
Well, if that happens, then
Jimmy Butler went off in game one, Bar, right?
Yes.
Went off in game one. 40-point game, had a huge third quarter. The whole game flipped in that third quarter. He was getting steals. Like, he was just – it was Jimmy being Jimmy. And now it's like we come out of that game and it's like, are we not giving Butler enough credit? Like, what was the morning show was going on about how he's are we disrespecting the Heat?
Man, shut up. Man.
And then it's like all this Jimmy Butler, like, are we overlooking Jimmy Butler? And I'm like, we're not overlooking. We're just looking.
He's a star.
We acknowledge he's a really good player.
A star.
But this
he's
idea
not a
of putting him on a pedestal because of a game where he basically just found Peyton
listen,
Pritchard and
listen,
kicked
right.
his ass. Like, come on.
Listen, when they make the top 100 of all time people, Jimmy won't be in there. Believe
I
that.
Just,
no. When they make the 100 list, we're at the top 75 list. When they make the 100 list, Jimmy Butler will not be in there. And that's not a knock at Jimmy Butler. It's
no.
a lot of good players that's not in there.
It's just Clay, the point.
Clay Thompson is not in there.
So listen to Vince Carter, who would be on the list, who is
Did
on KJM. They talked about this morning, and I almost drove off the road. Here's Vince Carter saying why he would take Jimmy Butler over a certain all-time great. Listen.
You need a guy who can get it done on both ends. Not saying Steph can't do it on both ends. And it's paining me to say this because of what Steph brings offensively. But what Jimmy Butler is doing offensively is competing with what Steph is doing offensively. And what Jimmy Butler is bringing defensively, who else is doing that? Who else is dominating? Who else is dominating on ball as well as off the ball? He's able to be in two places at one time. I mean, you watched the third quarter. He wasn't guarding his man, but he knew where his man was. I mean, steal after steal is just putting his stamp on the game.
Yeah, Bart. I mean, it's Vince Carter, right? Like, who am I to, like, say anything about what Vince Carter's taking,
Vince,
what he sees in
basketball?
Stay out the
weed. Stay out the weed. Vince, like, you prisoner of the moment. Sometimes we get emotional.
But I'm feeling like this is a little bit of prisoner of the moment stuff. I remember we loved what he did in the bubble when he dragged that team to the finals
yes.
and then broke down and, you know, obviously, but still got to the finals, which was amazing to take that team there. And he played great. And I watched him in that third quarter, and all of a sudden he flips a switch and he's a different player, and you could see he can impact the game. And I just feel like, though, we're getting crazy. So you'd rather have Jimmy Butler than Steph Curry?
He lost his mind.
You'd rather have, like, with all of the background and everything you know about it, you'd rather have Jimmy Butler instead of Steph Curry? I don't even know how to, I don't know how to have that conversation. It's Steph Curry. Like
it's
I get,
proven commodity.
Is Steph Curry a shutdown defender? No, of course he's not a shutdown defender. But Steph Curry can do things offensively that Jimmy Butler can't do.
He wouldn't take Jimmy buckets before he took Luka Doncic. Stop
now,
it.
Now, again, when people say, like, we're not giving enough credit. No, we give him just the right amount of credit. Here's my thing. Bart, there are players in every sport that are fantastic players, winning players.
Yeah.
If I gave you $100, I should probably say $1,000 now because it's the NBA. If I gave you... $1,000, and you could sit courtside and watch any player in the NBA you want to watch, how many players before you get to Jimmy Butler? This ain't about, like, how many players would you want on your team to win a game, but blah, 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 blah. Like, I love when we do that. Well, I'd want him on my team if I'm going to play for my life. Well, guess what? That's never going to happen.
Right.
You're never going to have a game where you'll die if that team loses. That'll never happen. So how about real talk? If I gave you a blank check, you could spend it on any game you want, watch any player you want right now. How many players are you going before you get to Jimmy Butler? Because he's a really good player.
20,
he's a great
player. At
least
20.
But you are not, he's not somebody. Superstars are players you will pay to watch play. I'm like, man, I'll see that dude play. I love watching that guy play. That, like, that's what it is. And Jimmy Butler is a great player. But superstars are a draw. They bring you in the building. He fits Miami perfectly, and the Heat fit him perfectly.
You
brought up the 04 Pistons, yes. And it's a great example. That was a team that we all appreciated.
It was all-stars.
But they were not a team we'll ever talk about among the all-time great teams we've ever seen. But they won a championship, and the same thing can happen here. But it doesn't mean we overrate or underrate. We just rate. He's rated right where he should be. That's my thought. Your thought?
That's exactly what it is. Like I said, I compared him to Chauncey Billups. Chauncey Billups, during that run that they had, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals, it seemed like almost every year.
Six straight years, right?
Six straight years. They dominated the East pretty much, or they were right there, the best, either the best or the second best team in the Eastern Conference. They won a championship. You look at Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, they went to the All-Star game. They were All-Stars all the time. But you knew they weren't superstars. They were really, really good players, right?
Right.
Like, so when you look at it,
and would you love to have him on your team?
Yes.
I'd love to have him on my team.
And they can be the best player of your team, but it has to be a good team. It has to be a deep team.
But why does everybody have to suddenly become the best player in the league? Like Max Kellerman was going to put him on his top five current players in the league, and the fifth guy he knocked out was Steph Curry. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Steph Curry's won three titles.
What was in your breakfast?
Yeah.
Like, how could you possibly make a five-player list and Steph is out because Jimmy Butler's got to be on that list?
Prisoners of the moment, man. Like, stop it.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are we underestimating, underrating Jimmy Butler? Are we overrating him? Or, as I say, no, we're just rating him. He's literally right where he belongs. That's how I feel. Agree or disagree? Coming up, also, some NFL talk because – is it possible to build a team around running backs anymore in today's NFL? We'll get into what running backs you can build an offense around coming up next. But first, want to remind you, it's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. It is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, jet skis on the East River, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com. All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We'll get your calls going, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I had to get that off my chest about Jimmy Butler after hearing all the things that I heard today. It's not hate. It's just legit. Like, this is where it is. Tiger Woods right now at the PGA Championship, Bart. Do we care what's going on with Tiger right now? You interested?
Absolutely, man. He's playing with a hell of a threesome, man. What Tiger Woods was doing. He said, listen, he talked.
One of the guys in his threesome is Rory McIlroy's leading the way, by the way.
That's my friend.
Five under through 13. Where's Tiger? Not good. Two over through 13.
He makes you believe,
Spieth,
though.
Jordan Spieth also two over. Worried about Tiger? I mean, two overs. Not great. Not a great start.
Yeah, I'm worried about Tiger, man. Well,
he sounded so fired up for this. I was thinking he's going to come out of the gate feeling good. That has not happened so far.
Is the last one to really know. Like, they think when you're a guy like Tiger, you think you can overcome anything, right? And this is what motivates him. This is what gets him out of the bed right now.
True.
But, you know, even before the injury, like, we wondered if we would ever see him win another major.
All right. I wanted to talk some NFL with you, but I was also wondering if Barstradamus might make an appearance while we're doing this.
Man,
I'm not sure if we can conjure him. Because Bill Barnwell wrote an article on ESPN Plus where he talked about the era of running backs, and can they bounce back, and can they still be the centerpiece of an offense? So I'm going to give you a couple of names, and I want you to tell me what you're projecting, what you might see for them in the coming season.
Not me, right? Barshall Domins?
You think can we bring in Barshall Domins?
Well, it's only one way to bring him.
There is only one way.
That's to summon him with the music.
We need that, yes. Oh, there it is.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the show. That is Barshall Domins. Oh, yes.
Thank you for making an appearance. We have some questions about running backs. Are you ready to answer them?
I've already answered them.
What?
You ask them. Oh.
Well, first and foremost, what we're trying to wonder is can you build your offense around a running back in today's NFL?
Oh, manipulation of the box is key.
Excuse me?
If you want to have an aerial attack. Oh, yes. There are monsters among us. Oh, yes, you can, Alan.
You can. All right, I'm going to give you some names, and you tell me if you can around these running backs. Ready? I'm going to begin with Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, Christian. Or should I call him Glass Joe?
Oh, no.
Oh, he looks great. He's muscular. He's fast. He has the high gluteus maximus, but it's too often. The timing belt is off. Hamstring problems. Maybe it's because the $90 million that slows him down and creates a lot of drag. Oh, he's not built for the long haul. Oh, he needs a buddy. My buddy. Wherever I go, he'll go. No longer is Christian McCaffrey a one-man show. He's a duet. Oh, no.
Can we go? All right, we need to go through these a little bit quicker, Barshall Domins, if you don't mind. So I'm going to give you a couple more names, okay, as we're going through running backs that you can – can you build your offense around these high-end running backs? The next one, Derrick Henry.
Oh.
Some injury issues of late.
He defies the odds. A giant amongst us. He gets stronger and stronger and stronger. We've seen the likes of Eddie George. Brandon Jacobs break down. But he's from a different creed. He truly is a titan. A god amongst men. Oh, yes. I'm buying heavily in the stock that is King Henry.
Okay. Let's try Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, ever since the tummy tat, he has been a split image of his former self, as he no longer can carry the load. Oh, no, not even the best back on his team.
Wow.
Ezekiel Elliott is in his last year with the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, the contract money is over after this year, and so shall Ezekiel Elliott be expedited from Dallas, much like DeMarco Murray. Oh, no.
How about Alvin Kamara?
Oh. Jameis. A guy that reminds me so much of the Edge. What Edge, you say? Edgerrin James, oh, you talk about balanced contact. You talk about the ability to stay healthy. Oh, if he only can avoid punching people in the eye in the Las Vegas Strip, the only thing that can derail Alvin Kamara is Alvin Kamara. He is a franchise running back. Oh, yes!
Another name? Of running backs that you can still build your offense around, how about Saquon Barkley?
Oh, thunder thighs. No corduroys for you, Saquon. Fire hazard, yes! Can Saquon Turn back the clock. Oh, his career is on the line. His Giant career is on the line. And with Giant thighs and Brian Daboll. No, no, no. Saquon will not be a Yellow Jacket. And maybe Danny Dimes may follow him. Oh, Saquon, you can't wear the ear tat as his reserve for Giant greatness.
Hmm.
No LT.
Okay.
Earring for you. Take it out.
I got three more real quick. I know, Barstodamus, we appreciate your time, but we need these answers. Can you build your offense around this running back, Dalvin Cook?
Oh, yes. If he can only stay healthy.
Well, but that's it. But that's the whole point, though, Barstodamus.
He's not
gelling.
How do
you build an offense around bad a player that can't stay healthy?
And bad knees.
Yeah,
so I will say
the
nay.
No. Okay, how about you mentioned the edge. How about Jonathan Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor. Oh, he's cocked like a pistol.
Excuse me?
But, oh, I don't know if Matty Ice provides enough protection for him. Can Matty Ice make you pay with eight in a box? It remains to be seen. Oh, no, for Jonathan Taylor. But he is a supernova.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Supernova. All right, last but not least, someone I think you're a big fan of, Nick Chubb.
Oh, yes. You can build around him, but you won't have to.
Why?
Because he has Kareem Hunt. He's a dynamic duo. So together, can you build around him and Nick Kareem Hunt? Oh, yes. He took less cheese on a taco.
Mm-hmm.
So he will have longevity because the carries are lower.
Barstodamus, we thank you.
So it is said.
So it shall be.
So it shall be.
Well done, as always. It's a problem position because it's a position of need. But the problem is once they get hurt, how do you have a whole offense designed around the player that isn't available to you? Changes everything. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We've got your calls coming up. Also, we're closing in on that 2v2, little basketball game we got going on with the morning show. And there's an announcement regarding that game coming up that we're all very excited about. We'll give you that and your calls coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
All the disrespect continues. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And yes, this thing is going down, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not. We want you to try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G and America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. But here is why we like it more than not. Because this is why I haven't dipped on this thing yet. Because we have some great news that we can share today for this game that we are going to play with Keyshawn and Jay Will on June 1st. And that is that no matter who wins the game or loses the game, we've got real winners as part of this game. And that is the charities that we're playing for. Today, we'd like to announce, as Bart and Hahn, our radio show here, that we are playing for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So the winning team gets $10,000 donated to their charity. And we're not going to call them the losing team, Bart. We're going to call them the team that finishes second.
They get
$5,000.
You're going to call them KJ and Jay Will?
Well, no matter what, it's either $10,000 to the charity of the winner or $5,000 to the charity of the other team. So everybody wins, and that's what we love about this part of it. And that our charity, again, Make-A-Wish Foundation, they do amazing work. They do great things for kids, and we're all about that. Now, tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern, KJM will announce the charity that they will be playing for. So you can certainly look forward to listening to that and seeing what they will be part of. And that's the best thing about this game. We're having fun with it and just poking fun and taking shots at each other and everything. But in the end, though, we wanted this to be for something that mattered. And this certainly matters to us, and I know to those guys as well, to make sure that somebody benefits from the fact that all four of us will be packed in a lot of ice.
Cold tub.
The next day. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if I'm gonna blow out a knee for the third time, it might as well be for a good cause.
Exactly.
Hopefully that's what this is. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got a lot of calls, Bart. We got Nick Saban stuff. We got Jimmy Butler stuff. Derek White. What do you want to go? I'm going to go player's choice. Pick it.
I got to go to Nick Saban. It's just too big of a spicy nugget. I mean, we got a crack in infrastructure that's been his entire career, his legacy.
All right, how about Kevin in Chicago then? What's up, Kev?
What's up? Can you hear me? What's up, y'all? I just want to say I went to Jackson State, and I'm also a big Alabama fan, so this is driving me crazy. Ooh. But Nick Saban really does have some nerve. Because I remember, long before NIL, I remember kids from my high school that were going to those big colleges and coming back with cars and stuff. So this is nothing new. But I will say this, and I think Nick Saban is panicking because as NIL becomes more, down the line, it's going to be the Florida, the California, where the rich people are, where the rich boosters are going to be, that are going to be able to afford these players more. And, Alabama is Alabama. So it's I think he's panicking. I think he sees down the line.
Old Angus down there, the local billionaire, old Angus, you know what I'm saying, may not be spitting all that money out for all these players, you know what I'm saying?
Look, I think that's the reality of this whole thing, is you're going to see, like, some of these places – that have connections to, like influential boosters.
Michigan going to be huge, man.
It should be. That's the thing. The support that so many of these people put into these programs can now be done legally. Well, I'll help you get a player. What do I have to do?
Exactly. Who benefits? The player.
The players.
So finally, the player actually gets some cheese on their taco instead of Nick Saban making $10 million, despite how much the NCAA and that university makes off of these players' backs that don't go pro.
Right. You're 100% right. And you and I have said that for years.
What would Tim Tebow be worth today? What would Johnny Manziel be worth today?
Yeah.
What would Johnny Manziel be worth right now?
What would Zion Williamson have been worth?
Yes, Kyler Murray. They would have said, you want basketball players to stay 4 years?
They said he got $300,000. That's unsubstantiated, but that's what they said.
Yeah, you want
they're like, what?
You want basketball players to stay? Listen, could you imagine if you're a basketball player, you making more than what you'll be making in the pros, and all you got to do is go to class and hang out? You in Party Central? You going to have guys staying in college for 4 years. Like, you know what? Do I got any more eligibility left? If they got an NIL deal that's $10 million and all they got to do is stay in their dorm room, you don't know how much money $10 million is in Tuscaloosa?
Please. Well, that's the problem. They don't have a lot of
But what I'm saying is,
5 to 10 million in Tuscaloosa, that's why you're going to see. And that's the one concern, the one issue.
Nah, watch.
Is that you will it turn into where there's too many haves and a lot too many have-nots and not enough haves because of location.
No. See, this is the thing.
I don't think this would create parity.
But we're without borders. Because what stops crypto.com from saying, hey man, I want to get a hold of this dynamic player before he becomes, you know, before somebody else grabs him.
And then what do you do? And you tell him where to go to college?
Yes.
Like I what I don't understand, Bart? I don't understand how the sneaker companies haven't jumped into this yet.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so this school is a Nike school. How does Nike not throw some cheese on the taco and say, well, now I want
Oregon,
you to go here?
Oregon and Maryland. Maryland like can become the number one with Kevin Plank, Under Armour.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought, because that's how it used to be. In the 90s, that's all it was.
Exactly.
Oh, you're a Reebok school. You go to this Reebok school. That's just how it is. And you got your free sneakers and you got some money under the table. And the guy who was your runner got some money as well. And you went to the Reebok school. That's just how it is. AAU, you were associated as you're a Reebok school, you're a Nike school, you're whatever it is, like the Adidas. Like, that's who you are. And that, like, I cannot believe that hasn't taken over yet. But you never know. We could be
coming.
There.
It's coming in the pipeline.
But Nick Saban sees it, and he's not happy about it. And he went public, and now he's become the guy that everybody's pointing to as the problem. When Nick Saban's trying to say, like, you guys.
You better call Aflac. Aflac, you want to be down with me, Aflac? Aflac, you want to be down with us? We need some money.
And say,
listen, all he got to do is stop taking the money from the Aflac commercials himself and have it given out to his target of choice.
Right. Instead of paying me for this commercial.
Don't pay me. I'll do the commercial. You go get these two players.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. Also, we got some basketball beef. Shaq versus someone. We'll tell you who next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We go to John on Long Island. John, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just want to bring up Jimmy Butler again. I think Jimmy Butler wanted to dominate the regular season like he does the postseason, that he would be a box office seller. You know, he understands the difference between the playoffs and the regular season. He stays himself for the playoffs. You look at it against all playoff teams, he's averaging 30 points a game right now in this tougher Eastern Conference this year. And we've seen it in the bubble.
John.
We've seen it in the
the tougher Eastern Conference.
John, who did he play in the first two rounds?
Exactly.
John, who did he play in the first
two
rounds?
Okay, he played the 76ers last round.
Okay.
Hurt
Joel Embiid,
showing off his mid-range game.
Fat James Harden. Come on, man.
Nobody.
And Tobias Harris was guarding him, and he had a personal vendetta. Who did he play in the first round?
I couldn't even tell you.
You don't even know who he played.
John, it was a cakewalk. Like, this is the first challenging series, and he had a 40-point game one, and that's where, of course, you're like, wow, that's great. But what did he do? Right, he beat up. Now that's making me sound like, oh, you're just hating on him. No, it's reality. What I acknowledge is that Jimmy Butler flips a switch just like John said. He's right. He knows the regular season's the regular season, but when I get into the playoffs, I'm playoffs Jimmy. It's a little bit different. And he does. He brings it. And you love that about him. And he will attack. He's the guy that will – he's a little bit like Chris Paul. I'll find your weakness and I'll exploit it. Like, that's what he does. And he's smart. He's always in great shape. He never gets tired. He can outwork you, outrun you. Exactly. He did that in the third quarter. He exhausted those guys because he just turned it on. And that's what you love about him.
Yeah, but
But this notion that it turns him into a superstar that is box office, like, I can't go there.
During the regular season, if you want to know, he couldn't.
I can't go there.
What regular season is he going? What is he going to do? Like, He's going to have a more dynamic season than Jason Tatum. Is he going to have a more dynamic season than John Morant? Like, he can ball out and try and push it a little bit more in the regular season. It's still not going to make him a superstar. He's right. A star. It's okay.
He's good, yes,
it's okay.
Why does everybody have
everybody
to be
don't
elevated?
Everybody don't go to the Hall of Fame?
Thank you. It's just what it is. Everybody says you're underselling. You're underrated. No, he's rated. He's right where he should be. He is an appreciated player in this game. He's somebody everybody acknowledges what he is. And we all acknowledge, at least the ones who know, that he's not a superstar. We're back in 10 seconds. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, AJ's in Texas, wants to discuss Derek White. AJ.
Hey, how are we doing today, gentlemen?
Good.
Excellent. I called because I was listening to the show, fan of the show, love the show, man. But when Bart said that he should just have his wife be induced, he can time it and this, that, and the other, man, he was so wrong. Just
how
so
am I wrong? Honestly,
let him tell you why you're wrong.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why. It's three things that make me really know about these things. I'll tell you what those three things are. First, I was a surgical assistant. I specialized in OBGYN, and I got 16 kids, 9 girls, 7 boys.
Okay.
What you were talking about having her induced is something that they do if there's a problem.
Yes.
If there's a problem, you can't plan to have it induced.
My wife got induced.
Wait.
No problem.
The only time they induce it, if the contractions aren't coming strong enough,
nope.
She's been in labor for an extended period of time, things like that. That's the reason for it. And what happens is once you've done it, with the other kids, then you fall into that high risk category.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're talking about your first kid, if you mess around and miss the birth of your first kid, it's like getting your butt whooped in front of your woman. You will never live it down. That's every right. Time something goes wrong, she's like, you wasn't even here
while you were all playing basketball. Huh? Right.
Bro, like, listen, my wife got induced and we had a child after that child, and it was no problems. And we never had that discussion with our doctor. To me,
Bart, let me just. Can I just let AJ give me your credentials one more time?
That's great.
I was a surgical assistant. I specialized in OBGYN.
Okay,
and I got 16 kids.
Right. Okay. So that's.
And how long was labor when your kid? What was the longest labor that your wife ever had?
Oh, 2 days, man.
Exactly. Days. My point. If he's never had a kid before, he's going to go up there and mess around, and the kid ain't even going to be here.
Listen, it's not game 7 of the NBA Finals.
It's close enough.
It's
0-2. It's 0-2. It's potential 0-2.
AJ, we tried. Thank you, though.
I don't get it, man.
We tried.
Like, he said 2 days. His wife was in labor for 2 days. My wife was in labor for 14 hours. A game only takes 3 hours. A flight to Miami is 3 hours. That's 6 hours. You got 8 hours to spare.
I can't believe you're making this.
Go get there and sit there and wait, bro.
All right. It's Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We'll continue with your calls, but Shaq is once again upsetting some. He's ruffled some feathers, Bart. So
I'm feeling. I've been there. I'm
the
sure
latest,
I've ruffled some feathers today.
The latest is now Kevin Durant. So Shaq has been critical of players, especially Kevin Durant, for not winning a championship, right?
Kevin Durant.
Like, yeah. So KD was not happy about this. And this is the whole thing that goes back to when Shaq was, remember how he'd call, like, stuff JaVale McGee was doing, like, childish and stuff?
Yeah.
And he was making fun of JaVale McGee, basically.
Like, Shaq
and,
wasn't a big
and KD didn't like it. They were teammates. He didn't like it. He called it childish. And it got back to, of course, Shaq. And Shaq said about KD criticizing him. He said, he's a great player, but you ain't in the club yet. You're outside with Charles Barkley and Karl Malone and John Stockton. You're not in the club with me and those championship guys, meaning you can't say anything to me. So KD didn't like it. And he said on the Bill Simmons podcast, he said, I can't talk to him because I haven't won a championship. I can see right through that. Shaq feels validated in life, not just basketball, because he's won a championship. He said, it shows me your whole life is centered around that you feel like you're someone in this world because you won a championship. For me, it ain't about that. Now, Bart, you played 11 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
You came very close to a Super Bowl, but has not won a championship. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that idea that, like, I won a championship, you didn't, so you can't talk to me about anything?
Now, he's talking about Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Shaq is saying that Durant can't talk to me because you haven't won a title. Like, you're like Barkley.
Kevin Durant has two titles, correct?
Yeah, he does now. Yeah. But this was then.
Oh, before. Yeah. But I mean, that's
this is back when he's making fun of him.
But that's somebody that doesn't see the end of the story, right? And there's a lot of great players. And listen, it's great. A lot of great players that don't have championships. And championship is a lot more to do with not just your talent, right? You can be a talented guy and just be in the wrong place, wrong time. And like to feel like they don't have a say, to me, is asinine.
That was all before, that whole back and forth. That was before, if you remember. That's before when he joined the Warriors and then won a championship, and then all that stuff goes aside.
Yeah.
But it's like that notion of not winning a championship versus winning a championship and having something to say about it. You have to be a star player, obviously, to do that.
I mean, Kevin Durant's going to go down in history, I believe, as a more dominant player than Shaquille O'Neal. I think when we look
more
back
dominant?
At the totality, we'll probably rank Kevin Durant higher than we break Shaquille O'Neal, because his era of being dominant is going to be longer because he's not relying on his physical skills.
Shaq is one of the most dominant players in the history of the game, though, right? Like that's a hard comparison, because I think
We don't talk about Shaq. We don't talk about Shaq before we talk about Magic.
Mm. There's a lot going on in sports. We've got a key injury to get into as well, to a team that is rolling right now. We'll get to that next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.